Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. Got a good one for you today. This is I Allegedly. And lots to talk about with real estate. But you want to know when the crash is going to officially start? It's this month, guys. August of 2024 is going to be the crash of real estate when it takes a serious hit. Please comment. Please like the video. Please share it with everybody. And today we have a sponsor, Chuck Norris, and I'll talk about him in a little bit. First things first, guys, August 17th is going to be doomsday when it comes to incompetent real estate agents. And I always like the real estate agents that write me that know what that you don't know what you're talking about. It's never going to change anything. Yes, it is. It's going to change things in a huge, huge way. And what's going to happen is you're going to have to have a buyer's agreement just to look at property. Now, states like Arizona, this is already taken into effect, guys. If you go to Arizona and you want to view property right now, you have to sign an enforceable agreement with a realtor just to walk through a house. Now, that's insane because, number one, I will never do this. I'm telling you this right now. I have a lawyer. They're constantly looking at houses, and you're going to deal with him. I'm never going to deal with a buyer's agent. Ever. And again, if it would save my life, the answer is no. So the problem with it is this agreement that they have right now is completely enforceable. And it is a huge, huge problem. And you can sit there and go, really? Yeah, it is. When you read the article below, you're going to sit there and go, wow, I had no idea that this is going to take place. It's totally going to take place, and it has already. And the problem that you have with this is, think about this. Okay, if you go buy a house for $300,000 and the agent, the buyer's agent could say, hey, you have to pay me directly. You're going to have to pay me $9,000. Okay, really? Just because I found the house and you walked me through it and you unlocked the door? Yeah, that's what's going to happen. People are going to revolt. You're going to see that. And the beautiful thing about this is with Wolf Street, there is a great site, Wolf Street, and he did an amazing article about the beautiful housing bubble that we're in right now that nobody wants to admit. We're still having all-time highs. We're still having prices go up, but now they're starting to take a huge hit. And for example, San Francisco down 7.3% from their high. Seattle, 4.9%. Phoenix, 4.6%. We'll talk more about Phoenix in a second. Portland, Denver, you've got all these areas, Dallas, Texas, and Las Vegas, which is where I'm at right now. And by the way, guys, I'm in the conservatory of the Bellagio. This is an absolutely beautiful, stunning spot. It is just unbelievable, and it's totally free when you go to the Bellagio. It's kind of like, Alice in Wonderland on acid, okay? If she did shrooms and combined everything. Guys, this is it. This is the thing that's going to kill real estate. Now, I get agents that write me and say, you have no idea what you're talking about. The NAR settlement, this hasn't even been put into place. August 17th is the drop dead date where this agreement has to be done. Now, there's some municipalities, there's a state out there that says they're not going to honor this. It's a huge problem. You have to sign these agreements to look at property. You can sit there and say, it's no big deal. It's going to affect the price of properties. It has to, okay? Now, the next thing is I have a cousin who is a successful guy, single. His kids are basically my kids' age, in their mid-20s, and they're both moving out right now. He says, you know what? I think now's the time for me to move out of California. All I can do is rent right now. I don't want to buy a house because I watch your channel, but I want to go rent something, and I want to sit there and decide where I want to live. And I'm thinking the Phoenix area. So I'm like, really? Well, how much do you want to spend? How much do you want to rent a house for? Right now, I want to rent one of these places $3,000 a month, which, by the way, guys, in Orange County, California, that will get you a one-bedroom. I'm going to show you this restaurant, Sedell's. It's closed right now. You know how beautiful that is. One-bedroom place, $3,000 a month in Orange County. Isn't that nice? You want to get two bedrooms, three bedrooms, okay, 42, 4,500. Crazy numbers, guys, crazy numbers. So he's like, You know what I can get in Phoenix, Arizona for $3,000 a month? I can get a nice house. Then I can get a backyard. And I said, okay, that's great. Let's go out and go rent a place. And think about it. Driving-wise from Orange County, where I live, 5 hours. I could hop on a plane and be there in an hour, guys. It's that simple. And he knows this, and he's like, okay, I'm going to do it. So he starts looking and gets hooked up with an agent and said, listen, here's the neighborhood. This is what I want. I want to be able to leave for 7 days and not worry about my house getting broken into. I don't know the crime statistics. I want this. All the stuff. And the agent was really a good agent, and she provided all that information to him so that he knew exactly what he was looking at as far as you know, crime, as far as the school district. Anyways, you know, Barbara Corcoran said the most ridiculous thing, and I guess she must not have children, but Barbara Corcoran from Shark Tank, the real estate mogul, said, buy a house in the worst, where you have the worst school district. Remember, guys, crappy kids have crappy parents. Don't ever forget that. So you don't want that. That she's an imbecile for that. And again, I like people that are like, oh, don't let that get to you. Or don't live near a school either. Oh, okay. Schools get patrolled, guys. Don't ever forget that. So my cousin starts looking, and he says, the agent tells him she has a client who's got a house that's $1.4 million. Larry, she lowered the price again and again and again. I believe it started at $1.6 million. Now it's $1.4 million. You should seriously look at buying this place. I'm not going to buy. I don't want to buy. I'm not going to do this. She's like, yeah, but if she rented it to you, she'd want a lot more than the $3,000 you're willing to pay. So I go to a baseball game with him a week and a half ago, and he tells me the story, and I said, hey, I think you can get this house. Place has been for sale for over 8 months now, and it's 150 degrees in Phoenix. By the way, Phoenix is a quarter mile from the sun. It's like right there, okay? It's incredibly hot. So he sits there, and I said, you got to get with the owner. You got to sit down with the owner, not just the agent. Don't just write a deal. Sit down with the owner. Let him see you. Let him know that you're a professional and that you are the guy that they should have entrusted with that home during this downturn of real estate, during the height of summer. And he's like, yeah, well, they want to show the house, and I'd have to leave. And if you guys have ever lived in a house that was for sale, okay, hi, we're coming over in 15 minutes. You have to clean the house up. It's got to constantly be spotless, like someone's going to show the house at the drop of a hat. So he calls me and says, what do you think about this? And I said, you know, here's what you want to ask for. You want to ask for 6 months' rent, and if after that they can start selling the house again, list it and put the sign back up and all that. But after that time, they have to give you 60 days to move out. So think about this. He's like, hey, that may work. Sure enough, he sits down with these people. They love my cousin. Thought it was the greatest guy in the world. And they're going to rent it to him, not for $4,500, not for $4,000, but for the $3,000. So he's getting it for 6 months with a 2 months grace period if they sell the house. Even if they sell it while he's living there during the 6 months, he gets 8 months. You understand? It's fantastic. So he got exactly what he wanted from this deal, and he's getting a 3,100 square foot house with a pool in a guard gated community with, hi, my name is X. Will he let me in? No, you're damned. You've been banned. Okay? There's always a way to work a deal, guys. Remember that. And my cousin was like, thank you. This was so brilliant that you came up with this. Every now and then I get a good one, guys. So my cousin's got a sweet deal, and his kids are all happy. They're moving on, and he's going to try Phoenix and figure out if he likes to live there or not. So let me know what you think about this, guys. But you're starting to see this, and this is going to be the kiss of death. Remember, when I tell you a story, either it's a story from a personal experience, something somebody shares with me, or there's a news story below. Read the news stories below about these agreements. This is going to be a living hell when it comes to real estate and these agents. You have good agents, you have bad agents, but you're going to have real problems. Mark my words. Let me know what you think. Let's talk about our sponsor, Chuck Norris. The legendary actor Chuck Norris has been in the entertainment industry for decades. He is in his mid-80s right now, and he has found something that has completely changed everything when it comes to his health. He can work out longer, he has less belly fat, He's got more energy, and it comes down to one simple thing. If you go to chuckdefense.com/Dan, you can watch the video that he put together, and you can see the difference that he made. His wife did this, and she says she feels 10 years younger. Chuck says he feels like he did when he was in his 50s. Take a look at this today, but do something about your health. Take a look at somebody like this who's just had stupendous results. Take a look at chuckdefense.com/Dan. Take a look at it today and do what the legendary actor did to clean up his health. Also, guys, do yourself a favor. Use the link below. It's much easier to get there and take a look at it today and take your health into your own hands. I love places like this. This is stunning, guys. So I had a meeting. I get done with it. I'm going to go film. I cannot believe this news about the real estate agents, but there's a couple things that we need to talk about. And the first one is a couple things that are absolutely wild. Intel, the computer chip company. I love my HP computers. I love Intel in my HP because they're fast. Guess what? Intel just announced that their sales are off an absolute ton. The stock dropped 20% in one day when they announced their numbers, and they're laying off 15% of their staff. 15%. I guess nobody's buying personal computers right now. They're not. They are not. 17,500 people are going to lose their jobs. Now, you can sit there and say, Dan, you're Mr. Doom and Gloom. People have personal computers, and right now they're sitting there saying, you know what? I can hold on to this for another 6 months. I can hold on to it. We'll wait till Christmas to where there's a good deal. That's what you're going to see happen out of this. And you haven't seen anything yet because it's just a matter of time until everybody starts to accept the fact that there is a downturn right now in this. The place is incredibly packed, and this guy's walking in there filming. And that's crazy. And that's everybody taking pictures and walking through, just having a good time. And you got this move walking through there making a YouTube video. So the other thing is Wayfair. That clown, what, Sahir Khan, what's his name? Anyways, that the CEO, hey, right now we're going through and having people that are not buying home furnishings right now. Isn't that crazy? So people are not buying home furnishings right now, and we've finally seen the end of this. So is this the end of Wayfair? Is Wayfair going to go out of business once and for all? Maybe. Who knows? Who knows? But again, everything is great. Stock market went down 700 points yesterday, and everything's wild and okay. You know, the Fed, wow, they're not going to lower interest rates. And if they do lower interest rates in September, it's going to be a quarter of a point. By the way, my cousin, I want you to think about this. Buying the house for $1.4 million. Okay, it's a great deal. Okay, he's going to have to come up with $250,000 down. Okay. His payment is $7,900. Oh, wait a second. Taxes and insurance. It's going to be $9,600 for the payment. Or would you rather rent it for $3,000? Tell me, what am I missing here? So, again, guys, this is it. This is the end of it. And you're starting to see the commercial problem happen. And I'm telling you guys, the insiders, what I'm doing here today is these people with these banks, there are hundreds of banks that are in serious, serious trouble. If you want to buy an office building, if you have a business that could use this, just hold on, because they're going to sit there. You're going to buy your Starbucks, and they're going to throw an office building into it. Mark my words, between now and election day, they're going to try to keep it together, and it's going to collapse. Correct me if I'm wrong. Let me know what you think about it. I'm going to finish this video with these last few stories. Fulton Bank in Philadelphia in New Jersey, they're closing 13 more branches. Don't worry about that. It's no big deal. It's nothing. Something that is absolutely insane is in California right now, people are getting parking tickets put on their windshield of their car that look legit, and you have to pay via QR code. Only problem is that they're not real parking tickets. And people have lost millions of dollars already with this scam. So if you get a parking ticket, you don't think it's legit, call them. The greatest thing that ever happened to me was when I had a work card 15 years ago, and I got a parking ticket on it, and the license plate didn't match mine. And this guy goes, yeah, a guy walked by and saw that it was on his car and put it on yours. And I'm like, oh, that jerk. So I called the city and said, hey, this guy did this. And they said, oh, really? Okay. So they knew he got the ticket, in other words. So don't pay those parking tickets. If you're not sure about something like this, a bill, call the city, call the municipality, call the county, whoever it is. Now, the other thing is, this one's crazy. Florida, William Deal. This guy set up a fake insurance agency for auto insurance. Hey, want to save money? Come to my auto insurance agency. People bought their auto insurance and didn't realize it was fake. Paid him a down payment, paid him monthly payments. Didn't realize it was fake until two things. Number one, they got a cancellation notice from their lender saying, you better get car insurance or else. Or they got into an accident. And guess what? We don't have coverage. How about that? How awful is that? Now, the worst one is Progressive. They don't mess around. Hey, Dan, you signed up for insurance from an unscrupulous fake insurance agent. We're not going to write your policy anymore. Can you believe that? They actually did that to people. So people got denied insurance because of that. Okay? That's awful. So, final. Got this garden store with everything in here. You can buy all the stuff that's out there. You can spend money, guys. So, final story. And this blew me away. An HOA, a Karen of the HOA, went out and saw that kids were having a unregulated lemonade stand, and she reported them to the police, called the police. And the police showed up and was like, where's the crime? What's going on? Well, these kids are selling lemonade, and it's unprotected. Well, they can do that, ma'am. They're allowed to do that. So she made them move back, okay? And the city made, or the police made them move back like 8 feet from the street just to be safe. The cops get back, start doing other calls, start writing tickets for people that were illegally parked and things like that. They get another phone call from Karen saying that this is, you know, that they're still doing this. And then the lady got in trouble because she started threatening the kids. So read the story below. But this is it. The entrepreneurial dream is alive and well. Think about this. Our southern border is wide open. You've got men beating up women in boxing in the Olympics, and you don't want to have a lemonade stand. Remember that. The world is messed up, okay? Let me know what you think about all this stuff. Write me at hello@iallegedly.com. You have story suggestions. You want me to mention you in the stories, please do me a favor and say, Dan, my name is Matt R. from Colorado. You can let them know it's me, however you want to do that. Or if you don't, I mean, I get a lot of people that write me and send me some cool stuff and say, don't use anything. Don't even say my state because I don't want them to know it. So just let me know how you guys want to do it. Onward and upward, guys. I'll see you guys very soon. Hope you guys like this place. It's really beautiful. Okay? Kind of a cool place to film at and be here. Okay? I'll see you guys soon.